Jesus has just got back from sorting out a very dangerous situation, dealing with thousands of demons, the story of when the demons go into the pigs and run off the cliff. Although Jesus didn't have to do much because the demons knew who Jesus really was. They knew how powerful Jesus is, and these thousands of demons were actually afraid of him. So Jesus has just come back from that, and he's faced with an enormous crowd. And again, someone runs up to Jesus and falls at his feet. It's Jairus. He's on the ground begging for Jesus to come and save his daughter. Jairus himself was a church leader and may have dabbled with the Pharisees even, and teachers of the law and all that. So he's quite high up. So for Jairus to fall at Jesus' feet takes a lot of courage to do. This could even perhaps lose him his job, ironically. But he doesn't care. Jairus is desperate for Jesus to come and help. He knows Jesus can and has healed the sick, and he hopes Jesus come and do it again. Of course, Jairus didn't need to beg, because Jesus is all too happy to come and help. So Jesus follows him to his house. Jairus was right to ask Jesus for help. He was right in appreciating how important Jesus is. But Jairus, like us and the disciples, underestimated just how important Jesus is, just how much authority Jesus has. We know this because Jairus seems to be hurrying Jesus to deal with his daughter. He thinks there's a time limit. Soon it could be too late. And unfortunately, when we read in verse 35 and 36, it was too late. Jairus receives news that his daughter has died. But he is told, why bother this teacher anymore? He thought Jesus was a great doctor to help out, but even he had limits. So how amazing would it have been to have heard, as we read in verse 36, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Would Jairus be confused at this? Or maybe he just didn't care anymore? Did he really trust what Jesus was saying to him then? He thought Jesus was powerful, but not more than death. He thought Jesus was in control, but perhaps he didn't realise just how much. So we'll look later in more detail at what happens next, but this is the summary. Jesus did fulfil his promise to Jairus. Jairus asked, "Please come and put your hands on her so she will be healed and live." And this daughter does live. This is what's important. Jesus will always come through on his word, and he can do that because there is nothing more powerful, more important, or more in control than Jesus. The devil tried to beat Jesus and failed. The armies of demons tried and failed. Even death can't stop Jesus. What's comforting is that Jesus was never afraid either. When Jairus heard the news that he was too late in verse 35, Jesus wasn't fazed. "Don't be afraid, just believe." So, do we understand what that means? Do we, in our lives, really trust Jesus? Especially things when things are at their worst or when things seem too late. Do we underestimate Jesus and what he can do, and just what he can defeat? And learning from Jairus, right at the beginning of the story, are we willing to rush to Jesus to recognize who he is and how desperate we are for him to help us?